This is Prop Points on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Welcome, everybody, to Prop Points. Jeff Erickson here with Nick Whalen. We got a big show here today on Prop Points. Going to do a lot of NBA talk. Got a Game 6, Spurs and Thunder. Excited to talk about that. We'll do a little Rate That Prop, both hoops and baseball style. Adam Thompson is going to join us down on the Progressive Guest Line. We'll have our picks and props later at the end. You can listen to the show on Prop Points on podcasts, on Apple, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. Before we get into breaking down Game 6, let's give you a quick score update over at the Charles Schwab Challenge. First round underway. The leaders are at 5-under. Davis Riley, Ricky Castillo, Ryan Gerard, Brian Harmon, Kevin Yu, and Alex Smalley. Not exactly household names this week, but that's kind of a theme of the tournament there. There's not too many big names in this tournament, but still. We previewed it yesterday with Ryan Andrade. We'll circle back in the last segment to get you another score update on that one there. I'm sure if you're a golf bettor, you've got irons in this particular fire. Nick Whalen, how we doing? Excited for Game 6?
Excited for Game 6. We survived, you know, a non-NBA night last night, which was very difficult. I had to watch, you know, traditional television. I allowed my wife to get us into the show Widow's Bay, which we checked out. Enjoyed it. No. Would recommend. But
that's an Apple show, right?
It is an Apple show. It's a little weird. It's not exactly what I expected, but it's what you got to do when we don't have a massive Western Conference Finals game on the slate. But we'll be back in business tonight. I'll give out my official plays for that game later in the show. We'll get some plays from Adam Thompson as well. But as has been the case for the last couple of games in this series, Jeff, we are still monitoring some major injuries on the OKC side, still kind of on the San Antonio side as well. Like, De'Aaron Fox is not being listed on the injury report, nor is Dylan Harper. Both those guys were banged up earlier in the series. Wouldn't say either has really looked like themselves later as the series has gone along, but we do know for sure no AJ Mitchell tonight for OKC. And again, same situation we had on Tuesday, Jeff. Jalen Williams, as of right now, questionable. I haven't seen anything as far as his level of activity at shoot-around. I am preparing, as I get my things together for this game, I'm preparing as though Jalen Williams will not be out there. We'll see. I mean, it's a chance for OKC to punch its ticket to the NBA Finals. But if I'm the Thunder, if I'm Jalen Williams, knowing that I've dealt with injuries to both hamstrings all season long, I wouldn't throw him out there tonight. You know, I would take the extra couple days of rest. And if you need him, if there is a Game 7 on Saturday night, maybe that's when you try to bring him back.
Yeah, maybe so. And, you know, that they have the luxury of having the lead be able to treat it that way. We'll see how that happens. The AJ Mitchell, we're talking a little bit on with James Anderson from RotoWire, talking a little hoops there. You know, it's a calf injury. We've seen a number of calf injuries become Achilles injuries. So I'm really scared for him for the rest of this way. Anytime I see calf injury, I'm just, you know, writing him off for the entire series when I see something like that.
Well, I think that's a Pacers fan speaking, Jeff, as a fan base that was particularly victimized by a calf injury that turned into a larger injury around this time last year. But yeah, I mean, with Chet Holmgren not playing well in this series, you know, the bench for OKC has been very much up and down. Even SGA has been pretty up and down by his standards in this series. Not having AJ Mitchell, who was almost a 23 point per game guy in the second round against the Lakers, it's a big deal. So San Antonio, a 3.5 point favorite at home tonight. Total slightly higher than we saw in Game 5, 219.5 versus 217 to 17.5. Obviously, it's a backs against the wall situation for San Antonio. Would expect the Spurs, would expect Victor Wembanyama to be a lot more aggressive, to play better than they did on Tuesday night. And I think it's reductive, Jeff, but this game, this series might come down to whether or not the Spurs can wake up from beyond the arc. They're shooting under 32% from three for the series. They have actually shot it better on the road, 37%, than at home in the playoffs, at about 34% in home games. And in this series, that's been borne out as well, shooting just 29% from three in the two home games, 41% from the field in those two. But again, we'll have more plays, more breakdown of Game 6 coming for you later in the show.
Indeed. News in the NFL, a couple of news items. We talked a little bit about Bucky Irving yesterday, but how about Josh Jacobs? Unfortunately, he got arrested, released from jail yesterday on several domestic violence accusations. We won't delve into the specificity of those accusations. It is an open and ongoing case. He has not been formally charged yet. But looking at the Packers roster, looking at what the status of this type of team, a team that's supposed to be competitive this year, if they don't have Jacobs, their options aren't very good behind him.
Yeah, yeah, and it is important to note, which you mentioned, that you know Jacobs has not been formally charged, but all these situations are always confusing to me. It's like we saw a list of charges on Twitter the other day, and now he hasn't been formally charged. But either way, you know, you want to wait to make any declarative statements until we actually have more concrete info. Also worth noting, you know, Jacobs and his camp have, quote, vehemently denied the allegations. So I don't know. We've seen these situations play out in so many different ways. It's hard to say what exactly it's going to mean. But either way, the Green Bay Packers, this is not good. They may be in need of a running back for part of the season. They may be in need of a running back for the entire season. And again, the market is just not really popping off with great names. You know, their in-house options right now are pretty underwhelming. You know, they were going to be relying very heavily once again on Josh Jacobs this season. I think on paper, Marshawn Lloyd would be the guy, but he has not been able to stay even remotely healthy since being drafted in the third round a couple years ago. He's played in exactly one game. He's played 10 NFL snaps in two seasons, was basically on IR all of last year. I mean, you could look into some backfields where there is a surplus. You know, do you try to trade for a James Conner, Ollie Gordon, Trey Benson, Braylon Allen, Tank Bigsby? These are all names that have been thrown around. None of those really excite me that much, although Braylon Allen, Wisconsin guy, Tank Bigsby, you know, someone who a lot of people still like. I think those could both be viable. But if you're looking at the free agent market, I mean, Najee Harris, Joe Mixon, who feels like, you know, his career might be over, Nick Chubb, I'm even less excited by those options.
Yeah. I think if they can't pull off a trade, and we'll see what this administration's like. Previous administrations would probably just try to make do with the young running backs that they currently have. This is maybe more of an urgent front office, urgent ownership that might want to, you know, they made the Micah Parsons trade last year, for instance, there. They took right. That big swing. The fact that it didn't work out was, I don't think that changes their mentality. I think it illustrates that they're in a win now mentality there. I think that you'll see, you know, I think it's going to have to come from some team that has a little bit of depth, or maybe is at a team that's not in the win now cycle. Unfortunately for them, two of the most likely targets have just signed contract extensions. Breece Hall just signed a contract extension with the Jets. You know, Devon Achane just signed that extension with the Dolphins. I mean, it doesn't mean that they can't be traded, but it kind of would indicate an intent that they're unlikely to trade them. But maybe the fact that those costs are now fixed makes them more attractive.
I would be very, very surprised if Green Bay was able to pry away a Breece Hall or an Achane. I don't think you're aiming that high if you're the Packers. You know, I think those are foundational pieces for those two teams respectively, even though the Jets and the Dolphins especially are not, you know, particularly close to contention. You know, even in a situation where a player like that would be available, it's like, is Green Bay willing to give up that kind of draft capital after making the Parsons trade? I don't think so. I think you kind of have to settle for some of these discount options. And that's the risk you run. You know, when you're in the Parsons business, when you're paying a quarterback top of market, when you're in win now mode, you know, every piece matters, and you have to really carefully construct that roster. They were obviously counting on Josh Jacobs to be a big part of that, and that could be completely thrown off. So I think Green Bay is going to be forced to pivot in a way that's pretty uncomfortable. I will say, though, the rub for fantasy, Jeff, is, you know, maybe this means more passing out of the Green Bay Packers. Maybe this means you have to unleash Jordan Love and those wide receivers a little bit more this season. Folks, you want to bet smarter? Then you need RotoWire. Our brand new smart money tool shows you exactly where the sharp action is moving, so you're always on the right side of the line, and that's just the start. RotoWire's award-winning staff delivers rankings, projections, real-time injury updates, and data-driven insights across every sport every single day. Whether you're handicapping games, crushing your fantasy leagues, or both, RotoWire has you covered. Head to rotowire.com right now. Use the promo code VSIN at checkout. That'll get you 15% off anything we offer. That's rotowire.com. Use that promo code VSIN, V-S-I-N. Jeff, I would love to sit here and talk more Jacob Mizorowski. I don't actually know, though, that he's been the best pitcher in baseball over the last month, which is a crazy statement to say, because Christopher Sanchez has been even better for the Philadelphia Phillies. His scoreless inning streak now up to 44 and two-thirds. Phillies beat the Padres 3-0 yesterday. Their seventh shutout already in the month of May. I will mention, Oral Hershiser has the record for consecutive scoreless innings. That was 59 back in 1988. We're officially getting into, all right, we need to keep an eye on this territory, though, with Christopher Sanchez. Last five starts alone, Jeff, for Sanchez, 39 innings, no earned runs, no runs, 45-3 strikeout to walk ratio.
Is that good? I think that's good.
Pretty good.
We got that strikeout prop pretty comfortably last night or yesterday afternoon against the Padres. Fun outing. You know I'm going to go to this, Nick, because every time I go to this, the NL Cy Young odds are just bonkers. Just bonkers how many good options we have here and how they're going to change every single start. You know, the best price you can get for Sanchez now, he is the leader, is at Caesars at plus 160. But, I mean, Mizorowski is 340 at DraftKings. You look at Skeens, who's pitching today, it's 450. Chris Sale pitches today, 750. Shohei Ohtani, oh, he just threw six no-hit innings last night, 750. A guy like Chase Burns would be like number two in the AL right now, and he's like 12-1. Yamamoto would be right there. He's 30-1 right now. Just it's a time of riches in the NL.
I mean, how about Kyle Harrison, man? One of the best stories in baseball
Yes. This
year. 6-1, a 1.57 ERA. And what does that get you? It gets you 30-1 in the NL Cy Young.
Yeah, that's right. And you can even get 50-1 over at Bet Rivers on Kyle Harrison. I wouldn't do it just because there's just too many good options at the top. I'd look for that sort of value in AL Cy Young betting instead. That's where I'd probably go with that there. I mean, even like we're talking, there was like undercurrent legit talk. Hey, Mason Miller could be a Cy Young guy. Not this year, not in the NL. And it's nothing against Mason Miller, but relievers, it's been a while since we've seen one win a Cy Young Award, but it's happened in the past there. All right, we can talk more about that. I will talk about that, I promise, in the future. But we're going to do Rate That Prop when we come back next. This is Prop Point.
Let me get your attention real quick, podcast listeners. I've got something for you that feels almost too good to be true. First, we got to give credit where credit is due. If you're listening to this podcast, you're already leveling up your betting game. You're riding along with our best bets and our top angles. And when there's a good game on, you're probably getting involved with a few props and alt markets too. But there's one more layer if you really want to step things up, and that's VSiN Pro. Yeah, I've mentioned it before, but things are only getting better for our VSiN Pro subscribers. We just rolled out our MLB prop projections, breaking down some of the best edges across strikeouts, hits, home runs, and more. And that's on top of everything else pro subscribers already get, including public betting splits, expert picks, and betting guides across the sports calendar. If you haven't tried it yet, stop sleeping on it. You can get your first month for just $9.99, or better yet, save big with promo code POD26, that's POD26, on an annual subscription. Hit the link in the description and start cashing in with VSiN Pro. All right, now back to the show.
You're watching Prop Points on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Welcome back to Prop Points here on VSiN. I'm Jeff Erickson here with Nick Whalen. We're with rotowire.com. Check us out, rotowire.com/VSiN. You'll get that 50% off on any Rotowire subscription using promo code VSiN. Welcome those listening on SiriusXM, also those of us on YouTube TV. Time for Rate That Prop.
The number is posted. The verdict is next.
These go to 11.
Let's rate that prop.
All right, let's see if any of Michael Cohen's carefully curated props go to 11, or if they go down to 2 or something of that nature as well. We're going to be all over the map today, starting off with the NBA. Let's go with Spurs. It's all Spurs Thunders, obviously. All of our odds are via DraftKings, as always. SGA, over 1.5 made threes, plus 103. Rate that prop, Nick Whalen.
All right, so we're starting off with a 2 out of 5. On this, it could easily be a 3. This is not a necessarily a mark against Michael Cohen, because we are getting this at plus money. It's a very low number for the highest usage player in this series, but SGA is just not taking a lot of threes in the conference finals. He's not a high volume 3-point shooter in general. When you think SGA, you think operating in the mid range, you think getting to the rim, and that's kind of how it's gone so far in this series. Now he's gone over in game 1, game 3, and game 5, but outside of game 1, where he took 7 threes and it made only 2 of them, he hasn't taken more than 4 in any of the last 4 games. So look, there's going to be a lot of responsibility on SGA tonight, just as there was in game 4, game 5, no Mitchell, likely no Jalen Williams. So maybe we do see you know, an increased willingness to fire away from deep. But I'm just not willing to buy in. I'm not willing to buy in because I do not trust the overall volume with SGA. So again, plus 103, you're not getting a bad price here, but it will not be on my card.
All right, let's see if we can find the next one that probably will be on your card. Little Victor Wembanyama over 31.5 points plus assists, minus 112. Rate that prop.
So I like the points over alone for Victor Wembanyama. We gave it out at 26.5. You'll see some 27.5s out there. You know, I think we get a big time response game from Wembanyama. I would be very, very surprised if he plays tonight anything like he did two nights ago. So I always love a combo prop, Jeff, where you could totally see the player going over in just one of the categories. Now, I don't think he's going to have 32 assists, but I think he could have 32 points tonight. So I'm going to give this one a 4 out of 5. This was close to 5 out of 5 territory, again, because I think this is going to be one of those legacy kind of spots for Victor Wembanyama. He has to be aggressive. He's kind of gone like every other game oftentimes in these playoffs where he'll come out with a huge performance and then underwhelm a little bit the next game. I think we get a big bounce back. He was 4 of 15 from the field the other night. I don't see that happening at home. He did get to the line 12 times as well. He's had a really nice baseline in this series, at least 9 free throw attempts in 4 of the 5 games. So again, could see him going over this in points alone. I will play it. I'll give it a 4 out of 5 at minus 112.
All right, very good. Got one more basketball one for you. No, two more basketball ones for you. I lied. I'm such a liar. Your favorite punching bag, Chet Holmgren, over 13.5 points, minus 115 at the DraftKings Sportsbook. Rate that prop.
All right, so first of all, he's not a punching bag for me. I approach Chet Holmgren. It's been a tough series for old Chet. I will say that. Now, he's gone under this number in 3 of 5 games so far. The games where he's gone over, he's barely gotten there. He had 14 points in game 3, 16 in game 5. Got off to a really nice start on Tuesday night and then was mostly invisible in the second half. This is a 3 for me. I mean, 13.5 is such a low number for a team that, again, could be down both Mitchell and Jalen Williams. They need more out of Chet Holmgren. I know our guy, Zach Cohen from VSiN.com. This is his favorite prop of the night. I have immense respect for Mr. Cohen, but I got to stop at a 3 just because we haven't really seen a different version of Holmgren in this series as it's gone along. It's been very Jalen Duren-like, where it just feels like you're getting the same thing night after night after night. Even when he got off to that good start, he didn't really continue it after the first quarter. So this is one where I could see it happening. If he goes over, I don't think it's by much. He has only a 16%, Jeff, usage rate in this series. 16%. I mean, for the playoffs, coming into the series, he was at like 23, 24%. He was around 22% in the regular season. If it feels like he hasn't been involved in this series, the numbers bear that out.
All right. It's not personal. It's just business. No punching bag involved here. Dylan Harper, over 15.5 PRA, minus 124. Rate that prop.
This one's a 3 for me as well. I love Dylan Harper so much. He's probably my favorite player to watch in this series, but we have seen a different version of Harper over the last 3 games. Obviously started the first 2, played huge minutes in game 1, picked up that hamstring injury, and you know, he's still kind of back to the same role that he was in earlier in the playoffs, but hasn't been quite as efficient, hasn't been quite as aggressive to me, but I still think this is a pretty attainable number because he's not just a scorer. I mean, he had 6 rebounds in game 5. He's somebody who routinely gets to 2, 3, 4 assists. So you're really not asking a whole lot from a scoring perspective. It's a little concerning that he's only taken 9 shots over the last 2 games, but he is somebody, especially for a rookie guard, Jeff, is just crazy efficient, right? Like, he doesn't need to get to 12 or 13 shots because sometimes he can take only 6 or 7 and he'll make 5 or 6 of those. So this is a low enough number with Harper, even at a less than appealing price at minus 124. This one would make the card at a 3 out of 5. We'll transition over to a few baseball props in just a moment. But folks, the clock is ticking on one of the best VSiN Pro offers of the year. This is your final week to get a full year of VSiN Pro, normally $240 for just $199. When you sign up now, we'll even give you 2 extra months for free. So that's 14 months of VSiN Pro access for less than 50 cents a day. All you have to do when you sign up is make sure you use our promo code PRO, P-R-O. That'll get you daily best bets from VSiN hosts and guests, real-time betting splits from DraftKings and Circa, AI-powered prop tools and matchup analysis, 24/7 live video, plus full show replays on the VSiN Watch app. And you'll get all of our special edition betting guides for every major sport throughout the year. This offer expires on May 31st. That is 3 days from now. Don't wait. Head to VSiN.com/subscribe. Use that promo code PRO. That's VSIN.com/subscribe. playing a game of rate that prop here on Prop Points. Nick Whalen, Jeff Erickson hanging out with you. We now transition over to the Thursday MLB slate. We got Paul Skeens on the hill. That means we got to talk about a Paul Skeens prop. The over 6.5 strikeouts, Jeff, -123. Rate that prop.
All right, so this is interesting because Skeens had probably his worst outing since opening day last time out, and his last two starts haven't been great. Only two strikeouts against the Blue Jays. You know, keep in mind the Blue Jays are the hardest team in baseball to strike out for the second year in a row, so that has something to do with it there. Seven-plus strikeouts in his previous five starts, however. The Cubs have been a little bit shaky offensively lately, 94 WRC plus, 20.7% K percentage. Wind is going to be blowing out. More on that later on when it would be some of my best bets. I like this. I like the number at 6.5. I only rate this a 3, though, because of the price, -123. And I've noticed at some other markets, you can find a better price. And this is one of the important things. When you're prop betting, price matters a lot. You get some more variance in the price than you do, say, in the line sometimes. Get it at +102 at Bet Rivers as of about an hour ago. Check your markets to make sure. But again, shop around. It would be a 4 if I could get that plus money price. Because it's only -123, I'm rating it a 3.
We move on to Vlad Guerrero Jr. We are looking at total bases for him today. The over 1.5 total bases for Vladdy, +107. Rate that prop.
All right, this one is tough because you want to be able to attack Chris Bassitt. You want to be able to attack in Camden Yards. Chris Bassitt's got a 5.51 ERA, a 1.67 WHIP. It's a revenge game. He's going up against his former teammates. I'm not sure if it's a revenge by the Blue Jays or a revenge against the Blue Jays for not re-signing him. Probably the latter. But point is, Bassitt hasn't been very good. Unfortunately, Vlad Guerrero hasn't been very good either lately. He missed two games due to an elbow injury, but that was only recent. He's had one extra base hit since April 28th, and that was a homer on May 17th. Only three homers on the season. When we're talking total bases, you know, the extra base hits are, you know, that automatically gets you there, but he hasn't been getting there. Still hitting .293. It's all singles, though. I'm rating this as a 2.
We got one more baseball prop for you, Jeff. We're looking at Jake Berger. Jake Berger to hit a home run. Dinger Thursday, +466. Rate that prop.
Usually when you get a guy with 10 homers in May at +466, you're all over it there. But there's a lot of circumstances dictating that. You know, four homers in the last 13 games for him, but there's so many things working against him. The biggest is the ballpark. Globe Life Ballpark is an extreme pitcher's park. The toughest park to hit in baseball the last two seasons. Third toughest park to hit in the last three seasons. Berger has had only one of his 10 homers at home. He's slugging, not hitting for average, but slugging .256 at home. This ballpark just crushes him. And Spencer Arrighetti has been a nice find, only one homer allowed on the season. I don't mean that this is not to bury Michael Cohen. This is to praise what the Globe Life Park's ability to press offense. I'm rating this as a 1. I don't want to touch this one there. So because I've given it the reverse Midas touch, I'm sure he'll hit two of them, but I would not bet it.
Immense respect for the ballpark down in Texas. Yes, we will see Jake Berger. Again, the price on that one, +466. We'll get some more baseball plays when we come back from our friend Adam Thompson. We'll get some bets for him for game 6 between the Thunder and the Spurs as well. Adam Thompson from Sportsline joining us when we come back. This is Prop Points.
Watching Prop Points on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Nick Whalen, Jeff Erickson back with you. It's the Thursday edition of Prop Points here on VSiN, the sports betting network. We do have one Major League Baseball game in action right now. Just got to the end of the first inning in Detroit. Nothing between the Angels and the Tigers. We'll let you know if anything pops off in that game over the next 30 minutes. But we're excited to head out to the Progressive Guest Line, bring in our old pal Adam Thompson, handicapper, analyst over at Sportsline. You can check him out on Twitter, on X, at Adam T Sports. Adam, good to have you back on the show. Looking forward to getting some baseball plays on the card. But first, we got to go to game 6 of the Western Conference Finals, Spurs Thunder. Numbers 3.5 across the board. Are starting to see a little bit of variance with that total, down to 218.5 now at DraftKings. Was 219.5 earlier this morning. And you have a play on the total, Adam. So let's start there.
I do. And I like the over, actually. So I'm glad it's going in that direction. You know, that game four was just kind of an anomaly. 185 points. That was an ugly game. It was disastrous to watch. It was neither team could really do a whole lot of anything offensively. But the other four games in this series, 231, 235, 237, 241 has been scored. This number is way below all those numbers. And the higher numbers is kind of what's been on par with the season. I know, you know, the playoffs defense kind of comes to shine when it doesn't come to shine in the regular season, but combined these teams allowed about 218.5 points on the season, but they scored about 238 combined points on the season. And I think we're in an offense wins championships kind of phase right now in the NBA. These teams can play defense, but they are offensive teams. And I think we're going to see that again here tonight. So I like the over again. I think this number is just way too low compared to what we've seen in this series. I know where the expectations are. We want more defense. We expect defense. But the offense has shined so far.
Let's talk about individual players in this game. I think you share a brain with Nick Whalen on this one here. And talking about the Victor Wembanyama scoring prop, 27.5 points at -114 over at DK.
Yeah, 20 points in game five on 4 of 15 shooting. That's just not going to be acceptable. It's not going to work for the Spurs if they want to be successful here. And Champagne, actually, over 8.5 was my favorite play in game five. And, he had that 4 minutes into the game practically. But that is not sustainable. Victor Wembanyama, this is his team. Stars need to come to shine in the playoffs. And you look at how he's done compared to how the Spurs have done in his wins, or in the Spurs' wins, 41 and 33 points. In the three losses, 20, 21, and 26 points. He needs to score for this team to be successful, and the path is certainly there. Chet Holmgren obviously can't guard him. Eisenstein, he can't guard him either. Nobody can guard him. So the ball needs to get in him more. This team, they're unbeaten in the playoffs when he shoots at least 18 or more times, and they're 6-6 when he doesn't. So he needs to shoot 20, 22, 25 times for this team to be successful, and certainly he's the player that can do it. I think he will. 27.5. This is the only path to success for the San Antonio Spurs tonight.
Well said. Could not agree more on the Wembanyama point. I know you got one more for us in the prop market, Adam. Looking at Isaiah Hartenstein. We cashed a nice Hartenstein double-double in game five. Looking at his rebounds plus assists, he's gone over this number now in four straight.
Yeah, I love everything about Isaiah Hartenstein and these numbers. And now the number's gone up. I took it at 9.5 in game five. Now it's up to 10.5. That's fine, too. I took it every game so far this series, and it's hitting all but one of them. So, the first game, he just wasn't getting the minutes. They didn't like the matchups. They were trying something different. It just wasn't working. He got 12 minutes in game one. Finally, he got the shot he deserved. Games two and three, he had 18 and 12 in those. Game four, he had 10 rebound and assist totals. It was on an 8.5 total, so he still passed it, and that was just playing 18 minutes. So finally, game five, 31 minutes he played, 15 points, 4 rebounds, also had the double-double, 12 points. I'm staying away from the points just because it's still Wemby down there. He could block 10 on any given night. But the rebounds, he's the one guy that needs to get boards down there. He's the one guy with the physicality that can do it. And assists, inside out game. Start with the ball, get the ball into him, pass it out to people who can shoot. They did that very well in the last game, and I think they can do that in this game. In the three regular season games against the Spurs, too, his rebound assist totals were 10, 12, and 15. So the big game in game five was not an anomaly. It was a little bigger than most, but I think 10.5 is still a fair number. So I like the over on Isaiah Hartenstein.
Let's go over to the Diamond. Talk a little Braves Red Sox. Been a rivalry matchup there. They play each other every year, home and away. You have a pitching prop in this one that you like.
Yeah, and I actually almost like the Red Sox in this one, but I just couldn't pull the trigger on fading Chris Sale in that way, just because he's been so good. He's not as good on the road as he is at home, but those numbers don't lie, and he's going back to his old ballpark. So a little extra motivation there. But I do like Chris Sale under 7.5 strikeouts, plus 103 is what I when I found it. He is dealing over his last seven starts, 5-2 with a 1.17 ERA and 8+ strikeouts in 4 of those 5. So we're definitely fading some trends here. But break down the splits and the K's total kind of dips. Like in 2 daytime games, he has 12 combined strikeouts, so 6 per game in those 2. He has 7 or fewer punchouts in 3 of his 5 on the road. And the Braves strikeout, the Red Sox strikeout this rate this month is actually under 20%, which is pretty good. So, you know, if he throws about 20 to, if he gets about 20 to 21 outs, that's about 4 strikeouts. I think he obviously trends higher in that direction. But that's still a 6 or 7 area. So a Sale is good, but I think the metrics and the trends suggest under 7.5 strikeouts.
We'll talk with Adam Thompson here on Prop Points. He joins us on the Progressive Guest Line. You can find his work over at Sportsline. We got Paul Skenes, Adam, on the Hill, taking on the Chicago Cubs, who unfortunately ended their losing streak last night. They'll send Colin Ray out there opposite Skenes. A couple plays for you in this game.
Yeah, I like Paul Skenes over 6.5 strikeouts. Jeff, I agree with you. I got it at minus 104 earlier today. And nice. Like you said earlier, you know, if you shop it, you know, this is a number that for whatever reason is a pretty big gap at some of these places. You know, Skenes, he's been hit hard the last 2 games. He's allowed 9 runs over his last 10 innings, both losses. He had just 2 strikeouts against Toronto. But like you said, Toronto's a tough team to strike out. But Skenes has never allowed 3+ runs in 3 straight starts. He's never lost 3 in a row before. So I expect an all-in bounce back performance from him. He's K'd at least 7 in 5 straights before that Toronto game. And the Cubs have struck out at least 9 times in 7 of their last 10 or 11. So I expect Skenes to kind of refine what's been missing. The wind is blowing out, which is an interesting trend, but for strikeouts, he has a lot of pitches to go to. I think the Cubs are going to have a little bit sigh of relief after finally getting that one yesterday. So get back, they can start a new losing streak today, and it starts with Skenes, and 7 strikeouts sounds very reasonable, given the conditions and the position.
Sounds like true Wisconsin hate coming in there for the Cubs. As far as that goes, yeah, start another losing streak for sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah, why not?
Let's talk about the next game. Yeah, go for it, Jeff.
Yeah. I do have a home run prop. I forgot I had a kind of a wild out there prop for the Pirates. And that's Henry Davis to hit a home run real quickly. He has a +880 to hit one. He's the former number one overall pick, the catcher for the Pirates, who's batting sub .200. On the season, but +880, he has 2 home runs in his last 4 starts. So, why not another one against Colin Ray, who's allowed 8 home runs? The Chicago bullpen has allowed the 6 most home runs this month. So, +880 just seemed like a number that is worth a sprinkle. But yeah, Orioles, like you said, Pete Alonso. Speaking of home run hitters, he's kind of had a bit of a power outage. He's got 10 home runs right now. Hasn't hit one in 5 games, which is fine. But he's taken on a pitcher in Patrick Corbin, who, used to be a complete auto fade. He's actually having a halfway decent season, this year. But, in this case, Pete Alonso has seen him very well. He's got an OPS of almost 1,200 against him over his career. He's batting .365 against him over his career. He should get 2 opportunities against him, and +370 for the massive Pete Alonso. Just put one up in the air. And that might be enough for him. So I like that number. I'm a home run sprinkler. I'm not a home run, all in type, but those are 2 that I think you can play.
All right, there we have it. Pete Alonso +370, Henry Davis +880. A couple dinger props from our guy, Adam Thompson. He's on Wembanyama over 27.5 points. Hartenstein over 10.5 rebounds plus assists. And on the over now at 218.5 tonight in game 6 of the Western Conference Finals. Adam Thompson, everybody, check him out on Twitter at Adam T Sports. Find his work over at Sportsline. We'll give you an update on Angels Tigers when we come back. I'll reveal my props for game 6 of the West Finals. We'll get all of Jeff Erickson's best bets in baseball on the other side. You're watching Prop Points here on VSiN.
Washing Prop Points on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Nick Whalen, Jeff Erickson back with you. It's Prop Points here on the Sports Betting Network, taking you up to the top of the hour. Money Moves, of course, coming your way next. Still just one game ongoing in Major League Baseball. That is Angels Tigers in Detroit. Grayson Rodriguez, Jack Flaherty on the hill. 1-0 Tigers as we just are heading to the top of the third. Wencel Perez, solo homer for Detroit in the bottom of the second. So again, 1-0 Tigers just starting the top of the third inning. Out at the Charles Schwab Challenge, we have Ryan Gerard, solo first place right now. He is 6-under in the clubhouse with a 64. Ricky Castillo's at 5-under. Brian Harmon, Keegan Bradley, Kevin Yu, Alex Smalley, and Andrew Putnam all joining him at 5-under. All right, Jeff, we've talked a lot about Spurs Thunder Game 6. I will quickly run through what will be on my card tonight. A couple of these we gave out on the show yesterday, including my favorite play for this game, Stephon Castle, over 6.5 assists. Now, we gave this out at minus 121 yesterday. It has since moved to minus 153 at the DraftKings Sportsbook. Ooh. So if you want to get a better price, you might have to go up to 7.5, which I'm not totally against. Castle's had at least 6 assists in every game in this series. He's averaging over 7.5. for the conference finals, 16.4 potential assists per game. The advanced numbers say he should be averaging closer to 8.5, 9.5 assists per game, depending on how much you want to read into those potential assists. But I think we see heavy minutes for Stephon Castle. I think we finally get that shooting coming around for San Antonio. So give me the over 6.5 helpers for Castle. Wembanyama, everybody's on it. I'm on it. The over, I don't care what number you want to take, 26.5, 27.5. That's where it's sitting across the board now. He's averaging over this number for the series, even though it has been a little bit up and down. But you just have to believe this is a I'm taking this game by the reins type of performance for Victor Wembanyama at home tonight. And then one more that I'll throw in on the OKC side. I don't mind Alex Caruso over 14.5 points, rebounds, assists, minus 125 over at BetMGM. He's averaging 5 assists plus rebounds for the series alone. So it's really, can he get to 9 or 10 points? Obviously up and down as an offensive player. He has been very dependent on the three. That does worry me a little bit. 31 of his 44 field goal attempts in this series have come from beyond the arc, but he's also getting to the line a decent amount. 21 free throw attempts through these first 5 games. He averaged less than 1 free throw attempt per game during the regular season. So with my assumption that we don't see Jalen Williams, we know we're not going to see AJ Mitchell. I think we do get a heavy dose of Alex Caruso. So I will throw in that 14.5 on the PRA. Let's take things over to Major League Baseball, Jeff. Get your card all set. Twins White Sox. This game starting up in about 20 minutes. We got Kendry Rojas, Davis Martin on the hill. A couple plays for you in the battle in the AL Central.
Yeah, we kind of got robbed of a really fun pitching matchup because the Twins pushed back Taj Bradley for a day. They're going 6-man rotation for a while. Really would have been looking for that. I don't think people realize how good Davis Martin is. He's a top 10 AL Cy Young candidate right now. Around 30-1 is the average price you can get over there. We spent so much time talking NL Cy Young that they kind of ignore some of these outlier performances. Davis Martin, 204 ERA, 102 whip, but it's the skills jump that really catches my eye. His K percentage has gone from 17.3% to 27.4%. His walk rate has gone from 8% down to 5%. These are the best leading indicators you can get there. Usually 20 K percent minus walk percent is the magic number. He's well surpassed that. So this looks legit for me. Minnesota's kind of middle of the pack in terms of the, you know, offensive stats. 96 WRC plus in the last 30 days, 22.9 K percentage. Martin's gone over, you know, it's gone 7 or more strikeouts in each of his last 6 starts. The strikeout prop is at 5.5 is the normal line. And if you want to get that, the best one you can get is minus 105 at FanDuel. I'm going to add to my card, though, an alt line on this one. I'm going to go over 6.5, see if you can get to those 7 strikeouts again, plus 175 over at DraftKings.
We talked with our guy, Adam Thompson, earlier in the show about Braves Red Sox. He gave us a Chris Sale prop. You're looking at the other side of that pitching matchup, Jeff, focusing on Peyton Tolle.
Yeah, and knowing that he did that sale prop, because we know he gave us his picks ahead of time, I kind of stayed away from him. I agree with him on that one. I think that's a great bet. I'm with him on this one. Total started at 7. It's down now to 6.5. I really almost wanted to consider even going with the under even still because of these good two good pitchers, but Boston's kind of woken up lately. So I'm gonna slow down that roll a little bit. Focus a little bit more on Peyton Tolley, who's been fantastic since getting the call. 2.45 ERA, 0.82 WHIP, 27.9% K percentage, 6.4% walk percentage. We were extolling the virtues of Davis Martin just a second ago. Tolley seems to be cut out of that same sort of cloth. The strikeouts have been pretty solid all the way through with him. I know Atlanta's not a big strikeout team, but I'm going to take the over 5.5 Ks prop there. I think, you know, pretty soon the number is going to be 6.5 for Tolley. So I'm going to get it again at 5.5 here, plus 105 over at BetMGM.
Got the Blue Jays in Baltimore tonight, a 6:35 p.m. Eastern first pitch. Orioles minus 136 on the money line. Total coming in at 8.5. Patrick Corbin, Chris Bassett on the hill. My question to you, Jeff, how are you going to be fading Patrick Corbin tonight?
Yeah, that's a good question, because I do want to find ways to do it. Patrick Corbin's been, you know, a good ad for the Blue Jays, given the cost, lack of cost there to get him, and filling in a desperate need. And he's turned into 3.86 ERA, but it's a bit of a mirage. A 1.40 WHIP kind of tells the tale. He's been one of the reasons he's been able to keep it down is he's only allowed 4 homers and 44 in a third innings. That's unusually low for a guy with that, allowing that sort of contact, less than 20% K percentage. That usually portends that the homers are going to come at some point in time. 8.5% home run to fly ball rate. His BABIP is not that great, actually. He hasn't been that lucky in that respect. His left on base percentage is kind of high. The way I decided to attack it is going a little off the board here with Gunnar Henderson. And it's off the board because it's lefty on left. And you usually think, okay, you don't want to deal with that. But Gunnar Henderson has 6 homers and is slugging .522 against left-handed pitching. So I'm going to take advantage of that, go with the Gunnar Henderson over 2.5 hits plus walks, hits plus runs plus RBI. This is an alt line because I want to get the plus price. If you don't want to get the pay, get the extra prop, you want to pay a little bit of a minus price, you can do so at 1.5. But I'm getting it plus 164 over at DK. I also like the Orioles team total over 4.5. You get that plus 105 over at DraftKings.
Let's take a look at Cubs Pirates. This is another game where our guy Adam Thompson gave us a Paul Skeens prop. He gave us a plus 880 home run prop on Henry Davis. Colin Ray on the other side of that matchup. Pirates heavy, heavy favorites on the money line with Skeens out there. Minus 175 is your number there. Total 7.5. Where are you going here, Jeff?
Yeah, I didn't add it to it, but we talked about and rate that prop. But I love the Skeens bet there. I love that Adam got it at a good price. Shop around, find your best prop on this one here. Colin Ray seems like this is a blow up waiting to happen. He's been fine, not great. 4.83 ERA, 1.37 WHIP. They have to go with him though, because they've had so many starting pitcher injuries. He's allowed 4 homers in his last 3 starts. The Pirate, if you look at it a little, the batter versus pitcher, it's pretty remarkable. They have an all-star like history against Colin Ray. 321 batting average, 382 on base, 568 slug as a collective against Colin Ray, an 81 career at bats, 5 homers allowed in that. The wind's projected to be blowing out in this one. The Pirates are the second highest in WRC plus at home at 121. They like hitting there. Their left-handed bats love hitting there. You know, Adam gave up Henry Davis. I'll give you 2 others. The RotoWire Smart Money bet likes Brandon Lau, plus 375 at DK. It's been finding a lot of action on Brandon Lau for home runs. I like O'Neill Cruz at plus 441, an even better price there. And I really like the Pirates team total over 4.5, plus 114 at DraftKings. I'm almost worried that it's one of those what am I missing sort of bets.
Let's finish out, Jeff, with one more game. Astros on the road in Texas taking on the Rangers. Talked a little bit about Spencer Arrighetti, how good he's been. He takes on Nathan Eovaldi. Where are we going here?
This is a respect for both of these pitchers and a respect for Globe Life Park, which we talked about with Jake Berger and rate that prop. I'm going to go the under, 7.5, minus 120 over at BetMGM. Arrighetti's been good, 1.32 ERA. Nate Eovaldi got off to a tough start, but his last 4 starts, 1.24 ERA, 0.76 WHIP, 29-5 K to walk over 29 innings. Let's keep this a low scoring game, under 7.5 at MGM.
Time for our best bets of the night before we hand things over to Money Moves. Jeff, as always, you've given us a whole slew of baseball props, but your best bet will be?
We're going to go Davis Martin. We'll go with the original line, not the alt line, because it's the best bet. Minus 105. You get that over at FanDuel.
All right, that's Martin over 5.5 strikeouts. I'm going to go once again to that Stephon Castle prop. We got to lock it in as the best bet of the night. Give me the over 6.5 assists. Willing to take that up to 7.5, honestly, for Stephon Castle tonight. Cannot wait to see how Game 6 plays out between OKC and San Antonio. Just praying for a Game 7 at this point, Jeff. Give us something to look forward to on Saturday night. Keep it locked in here on VSiN. Money Moves is coming your way next. Stormy Bonatoni, Dustin Sweetelson on the mics. They're going to have Mitch Lawrence from SiriusXM NBA Radio joining the show. He'll give out some early plays for the NBA Finals. Stick around. Money Moves coming your way next. We'll talk to you tomorrow.